Murari Gupta was slightly older than Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many unlimited wonderful pastimes that took place here. It is described that one time Lord, in his Leela of Nimai Pandit, he was walking behind Murari Gupta, who was speaking about different principles of yoga. And this was when Nimai was quite young. And Nimai heard impersonal interpretations. So Nimai began to jokingly imitate Murari Gupta in so many ways. And Murari Gupta was becoming very disturbed. He was trying to teach some principles, and Nimai was just imitating his way of talking and his way of walking and his way of speaking. So Nimai said that I will teach you a good lesson. So Murari Gupta came home and he was given prasad and he sat to eat. And Nimai decorated in a wonderful way, very slowly, without Murari Gupta seeing him, walked behind him little by little. And right as Murari Gupta was honoring his prasad, Nimai appeared and passed urine in his rice. In this way, Nimai wanted to show that this is the nature of impersonal philosophy. If everything is one, then what is the difference between urine and rice? But if everything is simultaneously one and different, then the philosophy makes sense. Anyways, Nimai ran away and disappeared. Murari Gupta came to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata and saw Nimai lovingly being embraced by them, and he offered his obeisances and worshipped him. It is explained that later on, Lord Chaitanya, when he was a student at Ganga Das's ashram, Murari Gupta was one of the very senior students. And Nimai Pandit would often challenge him in debates. And Murari Gupta was a very great scholar. Sometimes neither of the two could win the debate. But one day, because Nimai was challenged, at that time Murari Gupta was a very, very great devotee. He was also coming to the house of Advaita Acharya. And when Nimai was debating him, Murari Gupta was saying, "Why are you so arrogant? Why do you challenge me in so many ways? In fact, you challenge everyone on so many mundane topics." And Nimai would just reply, "You just answer my questions." And whatever answers Murari Gupta would give, Nimai would defeat them. And then he would defeat his own answers. And then he would challenge Murari Gupta to defeat those answers. But one day, after this wonderful pastime of discussion on the technical terms of Sanskrit grammar, Nimai touched the body of Murari Gupta. And when he was touched by Nimai Pandit, he felt a thrill of such ecstasy that he had never experienced before in his life. He began to think, "I do not know who this child is, but just by seeing him, my heart is filled with bliss. And just by touching him, I am feeling transcendental ecstasy. And there is no one, no human being that can possibly be so learned as him." And then he touched the feet of Nimai Pandit and said, "Today I will surrender and become your student." After Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya and returned and began to reveal his great opulence as the supreme devotee of the Lord, he was one day walking and he heard someone chanting Vishnu Sahasranam, and the name of Lord Varahadev was spoken. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the mood of Lord Varahadev and he ran to this place, Murari Gupta's house, and he was calling out, "Sukara, Sukara!" And Murari Gupta saw him, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right before his very eyes, in this holy place, he revealed his divine, eternal form of Lord Varahadeva. And there was a pot of water on the altar in the deity room of Murari Gupta, and Lord Chaitanya picked up that pot and turned it into the earth planet and carried that pot between his tusks. And then he told Murari Gupta, "Now you offer prayers and worship me." Murari Gupta, with great humility, feeling very unqualified, but Lord Chaitanya empowered him to offer beautiful, beautiful prayers. And Lord Chaitanya began to explain, as he was standing in his form of Lord Varahadeva, how his body is Satchidananda. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And those who deny the eternal reality of his pastimes and his beautiful form, they are condemned to never achieve the real goal of life. And then he began to explain the glories of his devotees. How the devotees of the Lord always worship the beautiful form of the Lord. And that those who offend such devotees, they are sure to be destroyed. And then Lord Varahadeva gave a very, very striking example which we should listen to very carefully while we are here in the very place where this pastime took place. He said that I will destroy even my own son if he offends a Vaishnava. In this form of Lord Varahadeva, when I lifted the goddess Earth, I impregnated her, and she gave birth to a child, and that child's name was Bhoma. He was my own son. He was raised by mother and was a very, very pious and noble person. But then somehow or other he fell into materialistic association. Whoever you may be, you may think you're a very good devotee, good sadhana. If you keep close company with materialistic people, your spiritual life will be ruined. Take seriously this example. The son of the Lord, who was raised in such devotional service, because he somehow or other made friends with Banasura, he became corrupted, and he became a demon. And from Bhoma, he became Bhomasura. And because of his false pride, he offended devotees. And Krishna, riding on Garuda with his beautiful queen, Satyabhama, actually went to the palace of Bhomasura because he was harassing so many noble devotees. And Krishna personally destroyed him. So Lord Varahadeva wanted to bring about this very, very important principle that we all must live by carefully. To honor and glorify the devotees is what will bring the Lord's mercy. To criticize or offend devotees will bring about the Lord's wrath, worse than anything else we can do. If we phone a million times and break the regulative principles, the Lord will be displeased. But if we offend his devotees, he will be outraged. Krishna will always forgive us if we make some mistake, but he will never forgive us if we offend his devotees. Only if we fall at the feet of that devotee and get their mercy will he forgive us. And this is the continuous teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful Leela. So it was here that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his beautiful darshan of Varahadeva to Murari Gupta. Also one day at Srivasangam, Murari Gupta was coming and he offered obeisances first to Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya said to him, "Why you have done like this? Do you not know proper etiquette?" And Murari Gupta said, "I am only following my heart. Have I made some mistake?" Lord Chaitanya said, "I will reveal to you." So that night, Murari Gupta went to take rest. And he had a wonderful dream. He saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his form of Balaram with Anantashesha over his head, carrying a plow like a beautiful, powerful wrestler. And behind him was Lord Chaitanya with a peacock feather in his hair. And he was smiling, and he said to Murari Gukka, "You see? Now you see? He is my older brother." The next day, Murari Gupta came to Srivasa's house, and he first offered obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and then he offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked, "Why you are doing like this?" Murari Gupta replied, "Whatever is your will is my life." And at that time, Lord Chaitanya, very pleased with him, he received some chewing spices from Gadadhar Pandit and put it in his mouth and began to chew. Then he took those spices out of his mouth and placed it in the hands of Murari Gupta, because he was so pleased that he properly honored and worshipped Lord Nityananda. Murari Gupta, in great love, he began to eat those spices. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Now you must wash your hands, because my saliva is on your hands." And Murari Gupta immediately wiped his hands on top of his head. Lord Chaitanya said, "What are you doing? You are a Brahmin. You will lose your caste by acting in this unclean way." Murari Gupta understood that the remnants of the Lord is the supreme purifier. In this way, chewing the spices of Lord Chaitanya that came from his mouth, with Lord Chaitanya's saliva on his head, Murari Gupta was in ecstasy. And he came back home to this place we are sitting. And he told his wife to give him prasad. So his wife brought him rice and ghee. Murari Gupta mixed the rice with the ghee. And he was so much intoxicated by receiving Lord Chaitanya's mercy, so intoxicated, he didn't even know what he was doing. He just picked up a handful of rice, he put it in the ghee, and then he just told Krishna, "Eat, eat!" Then he scattered the rice with ghee on the floor. Then he picked up more rice, put more ghee on it. "Krishna, eat, eat!" and scattered it on the floor. He took more. "Eat, eat!" And his wife was watching. And she was thinking, "My husband is a very great soul. He can understand what is his devotion." So then she brought more rice and more ghee. So much rice and so much ghee covering the rice. And he kept, "Eat, eat, Krishna, eat it!" And he threw it on the floor. First thing the next morning, Lord Chaitanya came here to Murari Gupta's house. And he said, "Murari Gupta, I have come because you are a physician and I require medicine." And Murari Gupta inquired, "What is the reason for your indigestion?" And Lord Chaitanya, very loudly, he said, "How did you know I have indigestion?" "I have indigestion because you were feeding me all this rice and ghee on the floor. You kept telling me, 'Eat, eat, eat, Krishna, eat, eat, eat.' So I ate. Whatever you offer me, I have to accept, because you offer out of such love." He said, "It was due to accepting your offerings that I have become sick, and now by drinking your water, I will become well." Lord Chaitanya saw Murari Gupta's own cup for drinking water, Murari Gupta's remnants, and Lord Chaitanya picked it up, and with great enthusiasm, he drank that water. And Murari Gupta thought, "Now I am finished," and he fell to the ground. And all of the servants, maid servants, and family members of Murari Gupta witnessed this beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya honoring and worshipping his devotees by taking his own remnants. And through this process, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate to all of the world that there is no greater and higher position that will please the Lord than to be the loving servant of his devotees. on that day, in this place of the Shripat of Murari Gupta, by allowing the family members, servants and maidservants of Murari Gupta to see him honoring his devotee by drinking water from that pot, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Krishna prema to all of them. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai!
As we are hearing pastimes, one theme always keeps reoccurring, and that is that something hidden becomes revealed by the Lord. For instance, he revealed the previous identities of his associates and told what they were in Krishna Leela. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has descended in this age to give love of Godhead. He reveals the glories of Nityananda and Advaita Chandra and also of Murari Gupta by saying, you know how this name Murari Gupta comes? Murari, that is Krishna, is Gupta, or hidden in the heart of this devotee of mine. In Krishna consciousness, the subject matter of going from apparent level, an external level, into a deeper level and understanding things deeply is very, very important. For instance, let us give one example about our parikram. When we walk through the holy land of Navadvipa, it is not always that we feel like walking through the kingdom of God. Sometimes our mind screams, it is so hot and I would like to eat, I have not eaten today. And the scramble on the floor is biting into the soft skin of my foot, like crocodiles and sharks. And in this way, our mind gets diverted. This holy dam is covered, and it also needs to be revealed. It is covered by what is called prodhamaya, almost like a carpet. This prodhamaya is spread over the holy dam. Look, this kamsha is spreading now over the earth, and it is not possible for us to see that underneath there are jewels of the Chintamani Dham. Our vision is covered by prodhamaya, and it needs to some agent to take away this carpet of covering so that we can hear or that we can perceive the divine presence. In the same way, I feel very fortunate to be here and hear from our dear revealer of the Holy Dham how he is constantly removing the carpet. His work is there of rolling up the carpet of prodhamaya so that we can see what is really going on at this place. This theme of revealing the covering curtain is also addressed by Queen Kunti in Srimad Bhagavatam, where she says, Maya Javani Kachanam. She says, the curtain of Maya is covering you, my dear Lord, who is like an actor on a stage which is covered by the curtain. So, while we are moving over the holy dam, let us stop in our thought for a moment and think how, since time immemorial, the covering potency of Maya, which is thickly woven by the three modes of material nature, is covering our perception so that it seems that the Lord is so distant, that he is so removed from our lives and perception. In actuality, he is not. Vrindavan Das Thakur says many times in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the Leela of Mahaprabhu is all this going on. It is sometimes manifested, that is called prakat, or at other times it is not manifested, that is called aprakat. It is not manifested when the covering of prodamaya is there, which is there, and it becomes manifested when this covering becomes removed. Whilst we are going through this holy dham, let us hear in great appreciation a statement from Narayan Bhatta. He says that the unlimited bliss of Brahman realization cannot compare with the bliss which I feel when a thorn of the Dham enters into my foot. His appreciation of the holy Dham is so divine that he sees the pastimes of the Lord, and he doesn't want to miss even an inch of his experience on the holy Dham, even if it's a thorny one for staying in the holy Dham. Raghunath Das Goswami has addressed his appreciations in similar ways. Even if I hear that the Lord is present at any other place, I will not go there. I want to be at this place, Vrindavan. Even if the Vrajbasis are engaged in gossip, I will not go or desire any other place than this Vrindavan Dham, which is blessed by the foot dust of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. What I want to express is that this holy Dham is much more than which we can see with our covered eyes. Gorkhashodas Babaji, he was once hearing from someone that he wanted to buy a plot of land to build or construct in the holy Dham of Navadvip. And he said to this Babaji, how astonishing, how amazing, not all the jewels of the world could purchase. This is something for our devotees in Grihastha Ashram that earned a lot of money. Not even all the jewels of the world could purchase even a speck of dust of the holy Dham. In other words, and before stretching out this point too long, we are here in the kingdom of God, and if we don't see it yet, that is likely to happen, this is only because of the covering of Prodha Maya. Let us pray that the Lord will be so kind to remove at least a little bit this covering, so that we at least feel the glories of this place. And the way this covering is removed is by the potency of hearing. Lord Krishna addresses this point in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says in the 13th chapter that even those who are not experienced, they can thread or go on the path of Krishna consciousness by hearing from great source. Let us, in other words, not become disturbed when the thorn enters our foot. Let us not scream in agony if a Dhamvasi laughs about our red skin. Let us not become disturbed when we can't fill our bellies with sufficient amounts of prasadam, which we are used to. Let us think that this is only our body which is screaming. This is only our mind which is in agony. But I am not willing to come on the bodily or mental platform. During this remaining 10 or 9 days, I will try to ignore my body and mind, because they are only given to me by the modes of material nature, by Maya. I don't want to come down on this platform. Maya, even if my understanding is theoretical, I will not give in to your wavering or calling to me to come on the body and mental platform. I will simply take shelter in the chanting of the holy name, even when my mind screams in agony. I will simply take shelter in the Katha and become purified. And I will take my bath in the Ganga. I will pay my full dandavat obeisances. You will see, you will take treasures with you home to wherever you consider the false home. This is the our home. Hare Krishna. Shri Ram Mayapur ki jai. Shri Ram Mayapur Parikram ki jai. Getting rid of the veil of Maya ki jai. Go Premanandi.
On the subject of getting rid of bodies. One day Murari Gupta was sitting here and he began to think in his mind with his heart full of distress that why does Krishna end his leela always in such ways that create such pain to his devotees? How Lord Ramchandra, for the end of his leela, he banished Sita to the ashram of Valmiki Muni, and all of the devotees had to witness the separation between Sita and Ram. And how in Krishna's leela, right before his own eyes, he created a fratricidal war between the Yadus, and they all killed themselves at Prabhasakshetra. Murari Gupta was thinking, it will be too painful for me to see the closing leelas of Lord Chaitanya. So he decided that I will end my life before the Lord performs these leelas. It will be too painful for me to tolerate. So with that in mind, he got a very sharp knife that is used to cut conch shells. And he made a resolution, tomorrow I will kill myself. Hare Krishna. Just then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And Murari Gupta fell at his lotus feet and surrendered to him and said, I am your servant. How may I serve you? Lord Chaitanya said, do you really mean that? And Murari Gupta said, yes, I mean it. I surrender to you. How can I serve you? Lord Chaitanya called him near and whispered in his ear, give me that knife. Give me the knife that you have vowed to kill yourself with. And when Murari Gupta heard this, he became very upset. He said, who told you about this knife? Who is lying? There is no knife. Lord Chaitanya immediately got up and walked right into this house of Murari Gupta, because he is a super soul knowing everything. He immediately went to where the knife was and he took it out. He said, I am the one who has created this knife. I am the one who has gave this knife to you. Now you give up this nonsense idea of killing yourself. You are more dear to me than my very life. I am enjoying such pleasurable pastimes with you. If you leave me, how much it will cause pain to my heart. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Murari Gupta that the Lord's devotees are his life and soul. As we explained last night, all the wealth of all the planets of all the universes is not equal in value to the Lord as even one of his devotees. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Murari Gupta and both began to cry in ecstatic love. Shri Murari Gupta ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Shri Murari Gupta, who was Hanuman in his previous birth, to give us the fearless desire to always serve the Lord under all circumstances of life. Hare Krishna.